Welcome to another episode of the Budget Divas podcast. Before we start the show, I wanted to invite you to a free class that I'm doing on Friday, February 18th at 9 o'clock Hawaii Standard Time. This class is going to be all about budgeting, and I'm going to show you exactly step by step how I do my budget and how this budgeting method helped us get out of $90,000 worth of debt. So if you're interested in signing up for that class, go to budgetdivas.com/budgeting to reserve your spot. Again, that's going to be on Friday, February 18th at 9 o'clock Hawaii Standard Time. All right, so let's start the show. Welcome to another episode of the Budget Divas podcast. This is going to be a solo podcast today, just me and you. And in this episode, I want to start with a question. What is the fear that is keeping you from achieving your goals or your dreams? And since February is the month of love, I'm going to start with a story that's related directly to this question. And this story is the first date of me and my now husband, Alden. So it was in the summer of 2010 when we met. And, you know, he and I had been friends for a while, you know, the texting each other, commenting on each other's Facebooks, hanging out together in friends groups. You get the idea. But I remember in one of our conversations, I mentioned that I had always wanted to paddleboard, specifically learn how to stand up paddleboard. I don't remember if I was just trying to be cool, but I was like, yeah, you know, I love going to the beach and swimming in the ocean is so much fun. Well, the next thing I know, Alden tells me that he has a stand-up paddleboard and that we should go on Friday, which was only a couple of days away. Now, here's the catch. I really can't swim. In fact, I don't go past the point of my feet touching the ground. But I really liked this guy and really wanted to impress him. So, of course, I said yes, and that became our official date. So here comes Friday, and we meet at Ala Moana Beach Park around 5:30-ish, and I'm just terrified. It's now the middle of October, so the water was going to be cold, and I'm shaking all over, scared that I'm going to embarrass myself in front of him because, one, I can't swim well, and it's a pretty known fact that people here tease you if you live in Hawaii and can't swim. So that's my first fear. Then, since I had just come from work, I still have my makeup on. There was no time to wash my face or go to the store to grab some makeup wipes. So let me paint that picture for you again. I agreed to go paddleboarding. I can't swim. And as soon as my face hits the water, my face is going to be drenched with black eyeliner and mascara. So that's the second fear. So we finally meet up on the sand and he's showing me how to stand up on the board before we go in the water. Looks easy enough until we get in and it's freezing. It's October, which is pretty much close to winter time in Hawaii, and it's about 6 p.m. so there's no sun. So then I get on the board and I'm terrified that I'm going to fall and he's going to have to save me. But more than that, I'm terrified that I'm going to make a fool out of myself and I'll never see him ever again. But as I'm sitting on my knees on the board because I'm not yet ready to stand, he keeps encouraging me and telling me that I'm doing great as I move the paddle from side to side and start getting into the deeper part of the ocean. So just as I'm feeling more confident that this is working, he encourages me to try to stand up. I don't know about you, but it really freaks me out just when I'm getting comfortable with a new task, then someone pushes me to the next level. So here I am freaking out because it's likely that I'm going to fall. Sitting on my knees on the paddleboard was like a safety net, and there was no way I could fall if I was sitting down. but standing on a board takes much more balance. So I'm pretty sure once I do, I will fall in the water. But of course, I really like this guy and I don't want to let him down. So I make some lame excuse that I don't want to get my hair wet. And I stay there sitting on the board for the rest of the time at the beach. But the truth was that I didn't want to drown and have him rescue me, and also didn't want to look like a Halloween costume with my face drenched in black eye makeup. So here I am sitting on the board, and eventually I did tip over the board and fall in the water. Got my hair wet, my makeup smeared, and felt embarrassed, but I grabbed the board as soon as I could so that I wouldn't drown. And you know what? The water was cold. I was freezing, but I got back up on the board again, wiped my makeup with my hands and tried, and we had a blast. So when I think back on the experience, I think, what if I wasn't willing to fall? What if I had said no and stayed on the sand where it was safe in my little comfort bubble? I wouldn't have experienced how fun paddleboard could be. And after a couple more beach dates after that, I eventually did stand up and we had a blast. We've since moved on to teaching me how to surf, but that was the breaking point that led me to believe that I could do whatever it is that I wanted to do if I was willing to fall forward. So now going back to my question, what is the fear that is keeping you from achieving your goals or your dreams? Is it the fear of embarrassment, shame, or simply feeling like there's no way you can accomplish that goal? So going back to that question, what is the fear that is keeping you from achieving your goals or your dreams? Is it the fear of embarrassment, shame, or simply feeling like there's no way you can accomplish that goal? Are you also willing to fall forward? Well, I'm going to give you 3 tips to overcoming those fears. Number 1 is to feel afraid, but do it anyway. Have you ever heard the term "do it scared"? If you were to watch any movie, the protagonist is scared, but does it anyway because he or she knows that they need to do it. If you're wanting to start a budget, but you're scared because you don't know how, or you're scared of looking at the numbers, just do it anyway. Scared, terrified, and afraid. Because when you do, the hardest part will be behind you. Now you can form a plan of action to get you to that goal. When I was learning to stand up paddleboard, the hardest part was finding my balance, learning where my feet should go so I could steady the board and it wouldn't fall, is to surround yourself with a guide. If you're working towards a goal, say it's fitness, finance, career, personal, you need someone in your corner that's going to be right there with you to pick up when you fall, who will tell you it's okay to fall as long as you're falling forward, moving in the right direction, still scared, but doing it anyway. On our first date, I knew that if I fell, Alden would be right there to pick me up. By telling me it's okay to fall, I no longer felt embarrassed or scared to fall in the water. So you're going to need someone that knows the ropes, has been through the trenches, and knows exactly what you need to achieve that goal. And the last tip is to celebrate your wins. We live in such a performance-driven world that whatever we do is never good enough, and we always need to do more. I don't think we celebrate our wins enough. Did you exercise one more day than the week before? Cut something out of your budget or learn a new skill? I want to encourage you to write it down and celebrate that win, because there's no such thing as a small win. A win is a win. And even on our date, even though I didn't stand up on the paddleboard that day, it was still a win for me. I got in the water, I got on the board, and I was willing to fall and feel embarrassed. So just to recap, the 3 steps to falling forward are to feel afraid, but do it anyway. Number 2, surround yourself with a guide. And number 3, celebrate your wins. So as we end this episode, I just want to say that you're doing an amazing job. You're out there doing your thing, putting those long hours at work and making a difference so that you can have a better future. So until we meet again next time, keep moving forward one step at a time.